Bracha. We are continuing with David HaMelech's guidance, how to succeed in life, how to have a wonderful life under all circumstances. And we're up to Ois Gimel. And Ois Gimel, like we said, represents Goymel. Hashem gives us everything. He feeds us. He nourishes us. And the first pasuk was saying to give us Chayim, to give us life. And the second pasuk is the essence of life of a Jewish person. Gal einai va'abito nifloyos mitoiro secho. Recognition that the life of a Jewish person is from the Torah itself. Our chibur and kesher to Torah, our learning of Torah, that's what gives us life in this world and the eternal life, like it says, it's so important for us to appreciate this and focus on this for ourselves and our families, husbands and the wives, to mechazik the husbands, to mechazik the children, to recognize that every Jewish person has tremendous potential to grow in his Torah learning. No one should think, oh, who am I? Who is this child? I have seen with my own eyes people that one could not imagine they could excel in Limud HaTorah. And Baruch Hashem, they are tremendous Talmidei Chachamim nowadays. It's a pity, tragedy in our time. So many people, even parents, don't have that Ayin Tovah to see. Just encourage the children. No matter what happens, they'll gain. If they come great Talmidei Chachamim, it'll be great. If not, at least there'll be Yir Shamayim, because the thing that keeps a person connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the connection to Torah Hashem. And that's the greatest gift that Hashem gave us. Rav Volbe used to say a story about one of the great professors who was an expert in all the languages of the Mediterranean from thousands of years ago, and all the different books. And he met Rav Volbe once and he said, I'll tell you the truth, I know all the different books and the hieroglyphics and everything. There's one book I can't understand, Talmud Bavli. And Rav Volbe used to say, the reason why I can't understand it, even though he's extremely high IQ and very intelligent, is because Torah is a gift to the Jewish people. And a person not a Jew, he can't fathom the Niflois mi Torah Secho. Niflois means Abita Niflois. Abita means to delve deep into the things that are covered up. And once you reveal them, they become wonderful. That is the beauty of our special gift that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Kedosh, which is shech to every single Jew. It's known, Rabbi Steinemann, Rabbi Arleib Steinemann used to say, how is it there's a concept of Yisachar Zvulin by Limud HaTorah and not by any other mitzvahs? If you pay somebody to take a lulav and put on tefillin, it doesn't work. The only mitzvah, if you pay somebody to learn Torah, you get the reward that you learn Torah is Torah. And he said, all the other mitzvahs are wonderful, they're all great. But the Torah itself is the essence of life. That's our basic kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that every single person, every Jewish person could have a part in it. And we have to do what we can to maximize this in ourselves, in our families, in our environment. Yes, we are in a weaker generation, but no, we are not weak. The only thing that happens is some people don't realize the koiches. We can't have that abita, look deeper into things, deeper into myself, appreciate. I'm not just another one of those millions of billions of goyim that are around there. They've been met, they're just another form of wildlife. There's some good ones, some bad ones, but it's a complete different creation. We are Klal Yisrael with our neshama kedosha, with our Torah. It says that it doesn't only bring us to shleimus, it brings the world to shleimus, it protects. We're living in a time in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, the appreciation of Torah by the secular world is not non-existent. And one of the things we could do is we appreciate our own Torah, that little by little may affect them. So you do it. The more we appreciate the ruchnius that we have, it affects the entire country. And there's nothing more important for the safety of the country than the Libra Torah. We see Rachman Lezlan lately when the starting up with the Loim Dei Torah. One thing, day after day, you have things, whether it be the anti-Semitism in the world, and now it became radio official. Adarabba, Israel is illegal and the anti-Semites are all legal. But that's where it's coming from. Lack of appreciation in our greatness. Yetz Hashem, each one according to his koyach, will take advantage, whether it be learning for 5 minutes a day or 10 hours a day. But realizing this integral part of our life, and to be mispalta kodesh bohu, open up my eyes, gal einai. What do you mean, I'm blind? He wasn't blind. Don Melch could see very well. I should be able to see things in the right fashion. I should see things and appreciate them. People see things, you don't notice them, bichlal. Do you notice how many birds are chirping when you're walking down the street? You don't even pay attention to it because it's not important to you. But when Torah becomes important and we value it the way we should, then our eyes open up and we start seeing so many wonderful, beautiful things in the Torah itself. In the Torah we learn, the different Torah we hear, we appreciate it, we grow with it, and that molds us and our families. Should be zeichem yitz Hashem. To Hashem should open up our eyes and see the wonderful ideas of the Torah itself, and create a wonderful kesher between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which will bring us all Yeshua's b'meir v'yameinu.